You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Wednesday, March 27th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining us today is Tracy Blazek and Gay Wick from the Golden Link Senior Center, and good morning.
Good morning.
It's always busy at the Golden Link Senior Center, and there's things going on every day, but we're also looking ahead to some really exciting trips that are coming up, too.
Yes, we are. We have a Chanhassen trip, an overnight April 18th and 19th, and that is full at this time. And so what we can do is put you on a waiting list in case someone would opt out. And that's, anyway, that one's done. Our second one is to Door County. It's July 16th through 19th. And we have several openings there that we could fill yet. We're going through Bergen Travel. We're going to spend three nights in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. We're going to go over to Washington Island and have a little cherry train tour. We're going to Pelletier's Restaurant and Fish Boil for a dinner. And we're going to Al Johnson's Swedish Restaurant. And they have wonderful Swedish meatballs there. And that's the place with the goats on the roof, which is always fun to look at. We have a wine tasting at Harbor Ridge Winery and Peninsula Players Theater. We're going to visit the Bridge Up Brewery, and we're going to do some shopping in Sister Bay. So please give us a call. You can call the Golden Link, or you can call my phone number, 218-289-3673, for more information on that. And then our last, but our biggest trip is to Amelia Island, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. And that is in, September 20th through 30th. And it should be wonderful. I've spent a week in St. Augustine, and I can't tell you what a nice place it is. But on that trip, on the way, we're going to go to the Harry S. Truman Presidential Museum and Library in Independence, Missouri. And we're going to go to the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Nashville. And then we'll be in Amelia Island. We'll have a tour there and a tour in St. Augustine and have some time to shop there on St. George Street. And the food there is to die for. It's really good. And then we're going to the Fountain of Youth. I guess we all could use a little more youth on our side here, so especially with this group. And then we're going to have a guided tour of Jacksonville and a cruise on the St. John's River and go to an orchard in Fort Valley, Georgia, and then back to Nashville and go to Willie Nelson and Friends Museum and General Store. And our last stop before we go home is the Winston Churchill Memorial in Fulton, Missouri. So it's a full trip, and we always have a good time. There's food on the way, there's some games, and it's a very enjoyable time. So please call us again. Call the link, 281-3072, or my number for that. So, and our newsletters are now out in the mail, and so talking about some of what we're going to do in April, should we turn it over to Tracy?
Yeah, Tracy, take it away.
All right. So every month there's lots of things going on at the Link. On a daily basis, we have breakfast every day and lunch. The coffee pot is always on and free. And in April, we have a couple of Tuesday special speakers coming in. On Tuesday, April 9th at 10 a.m., Randy Schoenburn from the Riverview Health Foundation is going to come and tell us all about the Riverview Foundation. So he probably will talk about what a great Giving Hearts Day they had and wonderful thing that is in the community. I don't recall that he's been at the Link before. So
no, I don't think so.
So that's new to me and probably to everyone. So that's on Tuesday, April 9th at 10. And the following week, on Tuesday, April 16th at noon, and that's kind of unusual. Normally they're in the morning, but this speaker is coming at noon, and that's Cassie Rudy from the Benedictine Living Center, or the Villa. And she's going to speak about the services that they provide. And we also have noticed that there will be a free meal for everyone that attends. And it does not say RSVP, so
no.
come and listen to Cassie talk about the Villa and Benedictine Center and enjoy lunch there, too. Our Thursday evening meal is Thursday.
Is it the?
I have to flip to the calendar. Thursday, April 11th for the month of April, and that's at 5:30, and please call to reserve your meal by at least that morning.
Yes.
Thursday morning at the latest. And the menu this month is barbecue country style ribs and lots of fixins to go with it. And as Gay mentioned, we've started to do just a real simple, fun game. No prizes, just lots of fun, and stay and enjoy a little entertainment afterwards.
All right, so sounds like it's going to be a busy April.
Yes.
Yes. And yeah. Then there's one more, our gardens.
We have an evening event on the last day of April, April 30th at 7 p.m. There is a flower arranging class, and we're going to make a basket of spring flowers. There is a registration fee of $20 and sign up 1 week in advance, so that would be April 23rd. And this is partially sponsored from a grant from American Crystal Sugar. So we thank them, and a local lady is going to be doing that for us.
Yes, it's Beth Rose.
Okay.
Appropriate. Her last name is Rose. Yes. She's going to do flowers.
She does a wonderful job.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so it sounds like a very busy April. How do you guys come up with these ideas as to hosting all these events? And also, I'm interested to hear about planning these trips as well, because there's got to be a lot that goes into those as well.
Yeah. Well, we have an entertainment committee, and we sit down and we discuss what, you know, the time of year makes a difference too, and discuss what we could do and to make it welcoming for everybody and having something fun for them to do and stuff.
Come and have a meal and
yes,
enjoy
and have a
some
good
fun.
Meal. And we also have a committee for grants, and some of these things are dependent on the grants. And in the summer, we'll have a lot more 10 o'clock Tuesday programs after we get all our grants figured out.
Some are informational, some are kind of like hands-on things,
right.
But we're
crafts
always welcome to suggestions. If anyone has an idea of who they might like to hear speak or a topic,
mm-hmm.
In the past years, we've had things legal areas and financial institutions, just talking about fraud and, you know, being aware, and lots of assorted art kind of craft activities too.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be good to do those crafts, because I can attest to that. Just
everyone,
show up.
Everyone is welcome. Everyone.
Yes. And we also have still have our exercise classes on Mondays, and then on Tuesday and
Monday at 2 p.m. and Tuesday and Thursdays at 2:30.
Right.
Again, everyone is welcome. There's no certain level of agility or mobility. Come and do what you can. It's more than doing nothing.
Right. Another thing, we have a young lady that comes. She does face and ear reflexology, and her name is Katie, and she comes from 8:30 to 11 on a Friday. I can't remember which. You have to call for the dates, I guess, because they could be different. But let me tell you, it is a wonderful thing, and it's $20. It's well worth the half hour. And not enough people are taking advantage of that, and we would love to have that happen. So...
Yeah, and Also, going back to the trips, I can't remember if you had mentioned, but that's for members only. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And we ask that you pay $25 to be a member, and then you can go on any of our trips. And it's also a nice, we get people who come from all over. I've had people from Texas come on our trip, and the surrounding area, Thief River and Fargo and West Fargo, and you know, just it's infertile. I get a lot of people from there that come. It's just a good way to meet people, and I've noticed some of them continue to stay in touch, you know, so that's a nice thing. And that one is through Diamond Tours out of Florida, and we have done trips with them for much longer than I've been a member, and they are an excellent company to deal with.
Yeah, and so, again, that Florida trip, that's going to be later on this year, correct?
That is September, yes. It's the 20th through the 30th.
And then the one to Wisconsin, do you have to be a member for that as well?
Yes, you do. And, we're going July 16th. And we are, there we're going, we're kind of in cahoots with Bergen Travel. And I had called Al one day and just asked, I've been there twice to Door County, and I thought, we haven't been there for a long time, and I bet people would like this. And I just gave him some suggestions, and he put it all together, and it's a go for sure. We just would like to have a few more people come with us.
Is there an RSVP date for either one of those?
For Bergen Travel, they want everything in, all the money in, by June 1st.
Right now, they'd like...
They would like now to have people deposit. Signed up. Yes, yeah. They want everyone signed up at this point. And
then there is travel insurance through Bergen if a person chooses. It's not required, but just, you know, with medical unknowns, I think it's a good idea.
Yes, for longer trips, definitely for the one to Florida. I absolutely recommend it to everybody because it has ended up where someone has gotten ill, and it takes care of everything, you know, where their maybe their spouse stays or whatever with them and everything.
You look at the demographics of the group that's going.
Yes.
I mean, there's a reason we're on bus trips because we don't want to do the driving ourselves anymore. And we're also more likely to have that unexpected medical event.
Right. So it's, no, the one for Florida is, final payment is due the 13th of July.
Okay. So. Yeah, and that's going to come up quicker than we think.
And it does. It comes up very fast, so, yeah.
Yeah, so really important for that. And then, also at the Golden Lake Senior Center, there's always volunteer opportunities.
Yes.
Every Thursday night when we have our meal, there is help needed a little bit for setting up before, but especially afterwards, clearing tables and getting everything into the kitchen. And a dishwasher or two is always necessary as well. Anything that you see that you'd like to get involved in, recently there's been created a position and we need to fill that. Someone who once a month would, you know, change the table decorations and just the simple decor for holidays. So if that sounds interesting to someone, give the link a call and talk to Gay.
Please do.
She's a veteran.
Because I've been doing I would like.
There's lots of decorating items that the link owns, and it's just a matter of putting things away and getting out the next season.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about on our Valley Talk program for today?
Well, I think we've maybe, do you know that we have a new manager? We have a new manager at Golden Lake, and it's Shirley Nielsen, and she was our cook, and now she also was our business person, and now she's taken over the big job of manager. And we have a new cook, Denise Cole, and she's doing a wonderful job. And Kathy Drozier is our new treasurer. And, if you're around, come in and visit with them. They'd love to see you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. If there isn't anything else, then we'll let you go and hope those trips go well. And
I hope so.
Yeah, and we'll have you guys on later on down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, as that was Tracy Blazek and Gay Wick from the Golden Link Senior Center on today's Valley Talk program.